Hi, so. Wow.
Hi, nice music rejoice. Who died?
I couldn't really hear it. So
oh, okay.
Was it like sort of a downer for you?
It was like The Cure. It's like something for The Cure, man.
Oh.
It's okay.
Okay. All right. What's going on, so?
Oh, just watching watching some warm-ups here and watching the quarterback move around. And doesn't seem to be affecting his throw, the leg, the injury to the knee. He did not take his normal 100-yard little jaunt he does down to the opposite goal line to get the fans fired up down the other end zone. He went directly 30-yard little jaunt right over to the sideline to start warming up.
So I don't know how much you...
That was different.
Sorry. Yeah, I was going to say, I don't know how much you were able to see from some of the camera shots of him walking into the locker room today. When he was walking in plain clothes, walking in, he had a noticeable limp. We've since seen the footage of him out on the field, and it's not noticeable where he's been jogging.
Well, I'll end that debate here. He always has that sort of awkward slide, little gait to his walk, and that is his bad knee, that left knee. He was carrying his bag, which is a heavy bag with this pillow that he always has tagged to it. So, I mean, I wouldn't read too much into that. I really wouldn't. I would say, and I talked to him last night at the hotel, you know, I'm fighting this cold. He is fighting a cold. I would think that I'd be more worried about how sore, how achy you are, and kind of energy you have based on the illness that's kept him down maybe a couple days here as opposed to the knee. I don't think the knee's that much of an issue, guys. I don't.
Well, that's good news. I mean, that's certainly good to hear. Yeah.
I mean, I'm watching his feet in the pocket. His feet look good today up under him. And I guarantee you that at some point during the bye week, he had Tom House in, whether – and I know he didn't go anywhere during the bye. So maybe he was sticking around getting treatment on that leg. But it looks – you know, in that Tennessee game, he didn't have his feet up under him. He wasn't pointing that toe. Mechanically, it was one of his worst games. He looks like he's ready to go today.
What about the tight ends, though? How does Gronk look?
He looks punchy a little bit. And, I mean, punchy in a good way, meaning, you know, that's Gronk. And it's not Rob Gronkowski, if you know what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Saw him moving around prior to the game. He's out here doing the stride stretches with the entire stretching crew of everybody trying to get ready with Moses. Moses Cabrera, the strength coach. And then he goes over. He's signing his jerseys with kids. Hanging him over the edge, and he's laughing, and it looks like he's having a good time, which means maybe that's old Gronk, and maybe that's a good sign. We'll see how he plays. I think he's got to come out of the gate fast today, but looks like he's ready to go, too.
Well, so just based on his press conference the other day, mentally he appears to be in a much different place than where he was 3 or 4 weeks ago. Is that fair to say?
I would say so, and whether he was cleared by the team or not, and it was his choice to play or not play against Tennessee, I think by all factions, whether it's his group, the Gronkowski crew, whether it's the Rosenhaus brothers, or whether it's the team, I think everybody's on the same page, meaning, hey, 100% he's up and ready to go. Let's go win 6 games now, you know?
When you look at this offense, you know, you had the conversation with Coach Belichick, Zoe, about his team, and he didn't say it's specific to the offense, but I think it really particularly applies to the offense. The inconsistency, you know, he talked about you've done some good things, but it hasn't been consistent. What can they do offensively to be more consistent, and does that involve getting Chris Hogan involved?
No, I don't even think it's about Hogan. I walked in with Scarnecchia today, Dante Scarnecchia, the offensive line coach, and he was giddy because he said, oh, can't remember last time we had all 5 guys, meaning continuity up front.
Yeah.
So you've got Shaq Mason. I just said it to Bob Soucy here, you know, watching them come out of the huddle. It's nice to see Cannon, Mason, Andrews, Tooney, and Trent Brown, who looks completely healthy now. And that's when Sony Michel started to play well, meaning 100-yard games, 3 straight 100-yard games prior to that injury in Chicago, and they were running the ball well. They were having play action, success at that point. And that's when Chris Hogan was involved. Gronkowski, I think being on the field here today will help some of that Hogan stuff, because I think whether Gronk's right or not, we'll never know. We'll never know the true story. You still got to double him, and that's going to take people away from guys like Chris Hogan, because then you got to focus on Edelman and James White and then Josh Gordon. So, hey, this is the best we should be able to see their offense today. I expect this game to be over by halftime.
You know, there were some concerns about Edelman's ankle coming out of the last game at Tennessee. And then I know that you and I had some concerns about how bad that ankle was. He no-showed for an interview with us midweek after that game. What are you hearing on that, and does he look okay in his warm-ups today?
He's popping around like his normal self, too. So I think the bye is just good for everybody. That bye could not have come at a better time for everybody across the board, coaching staff included, because maybe they get rid of some of that smoke and mirror junk that they're throwing at you, and maybe they just line up and try, and you know what, we're going to run the football between the tackles. And I think it's going to get better next week, too, when Burkhead's back, because everybody thinks Burkhead's going to add so much to the passing game. Burkhead is really good between the tackles as far as hitting it up in there, and that's going to help dose Sony Michel. Because James White, let's face it, guys, he's going to be your money back down the stretch, and I don't want that guy getting more carries than he has to, or having them to have to go to him in crunch time earlier in games than when necessary.
Yeah, they've leaned on him pretty heavily, yeah. James White. There's no question about
that.
You
price,
need him,
you
need him
up.
Down the stretch. I think, look, whether it's a Hogan, whether it's Burkhead coming back, whatever it is, Sony Michel, who I'm a big believer in, I just think they need more options and more diversity on offense
in these
final six games.
And I think that helps the quarterback. The quarterbacks heard the whispers, too. They got to play better. And, one touchdown in the last three games, that's just not him. This time last year, he's an MVP candidate. Not so the case this year. But you can change that quickly with a good performance here, not only today, and then you build off that. You know, Beto, I said it to you during our show before we hit the Thanksgiving break there. They got to find a way to get run off three in a row here before we get to Pittsburgh and make that game in Pittsburgh count for everything.
Yeah, no, there's no doubt about that. They also have to prove that they can play their best football on the road. As I told Chris earlier, Kyle Van Noy, who we spoke to earlier in the week, said, yeah, there's no getting around it. That's just the facts.
I'm watching this team in green and white over. They should pound this team. They should destroy this team.
They should.
Yeah, they should.
They should, but I think nothing is a given at this point, Zoe. With this team, nothing is a given right now.
But they got everybody; they got their full allotment today. They should be good to go today.
I think a very important part is what you mentioned. So that offensive line being back and fully healthy should help in a big way.
Yeah, more so than the perimeter guys, more so than them.
Yep. Yeah, I think it gives you some time, and we'll see sort of how that develops. How'd you enjoy staying at the airport, Zoe? Was it nice?
Oh yeah,
Newark,
you know what I did?
Newark
I let my shower go. I put the air on and turned the shower on all night. It was nice.
No, you didn't.
I'm still dealing with this head cold that I've had since Wednesday. Starting to feel like
how many gallons
Wednesday.
Of water, of good clean water?
Oh, whoa.
First of all, he's in Newark, so it's not clean water.
Yeah,
so let's get that straight
here.
Right now.
I guess you got a point.
Yeah,
there.
Let's get
you bathe
that straight.
In that water,
that is not
like,
clean.
It feels silky, meaning there's so much bleach in that water.
Yeah, you know? Yeah. Zoe is right.
They're
pumping
that in from the swamp.
Hey, Zoe, but, Coach, is Belichick trying to make sure no guys are hopping the train or taking the cab to the city, right? That's why you guys are there.
Times have changed, pal.
Times have changed, haven't they?
Oh, I'm sure you had some great nights in Manhattan the night before a game.
I tell you what, the best place we stayed when we played here was always in Jersey City. There was a Westin right downtown, smack on the water in Jersey City. You come out the front door, boom, there's the opening to the PATH train to get over to Manhattan. And you were underneath that what was it, the West Side, right? It's the West Side River. Or is it the Hudson? That's the Hudson. You're over in Manhattan in 5 to 7 minutes, and it was great.
Yeah. Pete Carroll was the coach, and all hell broke loose.
Yeah,
of course they were.
See, now this hotel, because I've happened to accidentally stay at the hotel a couple of times the team has been at, you can still get into the city, but you have to cross the highway to walk to the airport to get to the train.
There's like 20 different lanes. 20 different lanes, and then you got to pay,
I've done it, but you wouldn't want a player
to. Uber.
Yeah.
Nobody wants a $50 cab ride into the city. It's awful.
Business trip.
All right, so looking forward to your call of the game with Bob Soucy.
Okay, guys. See you.
All right.